Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article called Database Reactivation with AI, Turning a Dead Lead List into Booked Calls by Brett Allegre Wood.
And this one hit close to home for me. I think every business owner I know has that drawer, the spreadsheet with hundreds of contacts that just sits there doing nothing.
That's exactly Brett's opening argument. You already paid for those contacts. Every inquiry that didn't close, every quote that went quiet, every customer who bought once and drifted away, they all cost you money to get, and most businesses just file them away and forget about them.
He calls them dormant, not dead, and that distinction matters.
It does. He draws on two of his own businesses. At EasyTrack, his property business, there were years of inquiries from people who were thinking about it and never came back. At Dara Tires, his tire shop in Brisbane, thousands of past customers who simply needed reminding the business existed.
So the premise is, stop treating that list like it's dead, because it isn't. It's just been ignored.
Right. An AI database reactivation is how you work through that list at a scale no human team could manage by hand.
Okay, but what does that actually mean in practice? Because I think a lot of people hear AI sending messages and picture a spam campaign firing off to everyone they've ever met.
That's the natural fear, and Brett addresses it directly. Three things happen together. First, the AI reads and sorts the database. Who inquired about what? How long ago? What they bought? Where the conversation stalled? Most lists are a mess, and sorting that mess is part of the job.
Which honestly sounds useful on its own.
Second, it writes messages that feel like they came from a person. Not a generic, hi, hope you're well. Something that references what the contact actually asked about.
Because a follow-up that knows what you asked about is a completely different experience from a mail shot.
And third, it watches for replies. When someone responds with interest, it either books them straight into a calendar or hands them to a human, warm and ready.
That warm and ready part is the key. The AI isn't closing anything.
No, that's the guardrail Brett draws clearly. The AI handles the chasing, sorting, sending, nudging non-replies once or twice, flagging anyone who wants to be left alone. The moment a real conversation starts, a human takes over.
And he frames it as AI augmenting the team, rather than replacing it. Your best people shouldn't be copying and pasting follow-ups to contacts who never reply.
Exactly. Free the team for the live conversations where they actually earn their keep.
So why is this better than chasing cold leads? Because I know a lot of businesses default straight to that.
Brett's argument is simple. Warm beats cold every time. And these people already raised their hand once. They know your name. They had a reason to talk to you before. Life got in the way. The barrier is far lower.
And he says replies tend to come faster. A cold campaign might take weeks to warm someone up. Reactivation? You often see interest in the first few days.
Because you're not building trust from scratch. You're reminding someone of trust that already exists. And it's cheaper. You're not paying for new clicks or new leads. You're getting more out of money you already spent.
Right. Money that was already yours, is how he puts it. It's recovered revenue, not new revenue.
Which is a very different conversation for a time-poor owner watching every cost.
So what does a campaign actually look like? I want to understand the mechanics.
A short, contained sequence. A few messages over a couple of weeks built around one clear reason to reply. You pick a slice of the database. Everyone who inquired in the last 2 years but never bought, for example. Give them a genuine reason to re-engage. A relevant offer. A new service. Or simply a straight, are you still looking into this?
And you don't blast the whole list at once.
Right. You want it in waves so the team can handle the replies without drowning. Then you measure it properly. How many opened? How many replied? How many booked? After the first wave, you adjust before the next one.
I like that it's described as contained and reversible, not a giant system rebuild.
Brett calls it housekeeping that pays off. Start with a few hundred contacts, run one campaign, see what comes back. If a tiny chunk of that forgotten list turns into booked calls, you found money that was already yours. Then you widen it.
The mistake, he says, is treating it like a big transformation. It isn't.
It's just getting the value out of contacts you already earned.
So one thing to act on this week.
Go to that spreadsheet or CRM and find your most obvious dormant segment. Recent lost inquiries. Past customers who haven't bought in a year. Just count them. Once you see the number, it's hard to leave it sitting there.
For me, it's to stop defaulting to cold outreach before you've squeezed what you already have.
the easiest lead is one who already knows you. If you want to see what's hiding in your own database, read the full article at anabu.ai. And if you want a practical conversation about your specific list, you can book a free AI audit there too. Brett and the team will take an honest look at your follow-up and show you where the easy wins are. No jargon, no pressure. Just what's possible. That's it for this one. Catch the full article at anabu.ai.